Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, a certified hypnotherapist since 1991, and I am also the author of my new book that is coming out very soon, the first part of March of 2012. It's called Is Your Thinking Out of Order? It's a simple guide to mastering your mind. You learn how to stop all the negative, wrong, and bad thinking and use another 70 to 90% of your mind power, which improves every area of your life fast. Now, I'd like to actually have some feedback from today's show. You can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com, and that is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. I appreciate all comments. Okay, today we're going to address why you have to forgive. And at the very end, when we're done, I'm going to tell you how you can get a free hypnosis audio. It's free. There's no strings attached. It's absolutely free. It's a 34-minute, one of my very popular hypnosis audios called Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health. Okay. Now, some of you are already justifying why you can't or you won't forgive someone for something that they did to you that caused you harm or pain in some way. The anger or the hate or the pain that you hold is justifiable in your mind, and you just can't or won't let go. The fact is, it is impossible to hate someone or something literally, because the hate and the anger that you hold within you is only hating and being angry with yourself. And I know you're thinking, what? Yes. When you hate someone, you're actually only hating yourself. Every time that you think about or talk about that person or persons or situation, you think and you feel with emotions. You feel it. You don't talk bad about somebody and just stand there and feel really good about it. You have very negative emotions. Nothing but negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions. So when you do this, it's like you drinking the poison and hoping the other person gets sick. They don't. You do. They feel nothing, but every time you recap the event or the situation, all your vitals go haywire. You're choking your own cells in your own being that is giving you life. If you were being monitored, you would see that your heart is beating faster. Okay, you hate someone, you think it's okay, you think you can think anything you want. So you start talking about them and you have very negative, very strong negative thoughts and feelings about someone or something that you hate. It might be an old past situation. You hated it. You know, I've always hated it. Or them or it or whatever it is. But the fact is, when you actually talk about it, if you were being monitored, you would see that your heart is beating faster, your blood pressure starts rising, the acids in your stomach are increasing, and who knows what else. But if you do this over a long period of time, if you do it enough over time, you will get sick and maybe even die. Hate plus anger equals cancer. So I ask you, if every time you have these very negative thoughts and feelings when you think or talk about the situation or the person or whatever it is, it's like you drinking the poison, another drop or a few drops of poison. So the question is, how much poison can you drink? How long will your body hold up? Is it really okay to feel this way about someone or something? You might think that you can feel this way. You might think that you can feel any way you want. You can think any thoughts that you want, and you can. It's just a choice, and it's your choice. But know that you are only hurting yourself, not the other person. So is it okay to feel hateful and angry about someone or something? No, it's not. And when you understand why, when you really understand why, you will be more determined to forgive and let go. Your mind is the spiritual part of you and is in every cell of your physical body that responds to everything that it sees. hears and feels, especially feels. We all have feelings. Isn't that what our life is all based about? We just make decisions on how we feel about something. That's why people get divorced. That's why people get married. That's why we have war, and so on and so on. But it's all really based on feelings. Okay, so if you can understand that, in every cell of your body has its own intelligence. You're made up of billions of cells filled with your spirit. Are you getting this? Because it's really vital that you understand it. You think with your mind. The mind is the spiritual part of you. It's pure energy. It is in every single cell of your physical body. It fills your physical body. That body responds, every cell in that body responds to everything that it sees, hears, and feels. So in every cell of your body, it has its own intelligence, and you are made up of billions of cells. I'm saying cells as in C-E-L-L-S. You are made up of billions of cells filled with your spirit. So whatever you say, you hear, and you feel, especially feel with feelings, good or bad, every cell of your body responds to those feelings that you feel from the thoughts that you think. If you become very upset and you're very angry or sad, experiencing negative feelings, your cells in your body respond to those feelings in a negative way. If you are very happy and laughing and feeling really good, in a really good mood, feeling really good about things, again, your cells respond to your feelings, but in a positive way, boosting your immune system, actually going into a healing process. So if you're having the strong negative thoughts and feelings, just the opposite happens. You're tearing yourself down. So if you hate someone or something, you're holding a grudge, which means you are holding negative feelings inside of yourself. And every time you think about that person that you hate, you have negative feelings again, which is the response from the thoughts that you think. It's like every time you think about that person, you drink a little poison and hope the other person gets sick. They don't. You do. They don't feel your hate or anything else when you feel the hate, anger, or any other negative feelings that you're having. And every time you think about someone or something that had really upset you, even if it's in the past, even if it's a very long time ago, it's like drinking some more poison. So ask yourself, how much poison can you drink before you get really sick or die? Get cancer or suffer poor health? Diseases, illnesses, is it worth it? Ask yourself, is it worth it? Surely not. I'm sorry for repeating myself here, but it is vital that you understand the consequences of what I'm saying here. These very strong negative thoughts and feelings not only wreck your health, they affect every area of your life, and here's how. Every time you think thoughts or talk with strong emotions behind it, good or bad, you are creating energy. This energy is produced from you as a human being that goes out into all of space, permeating and penetrating the universe. Science has proven that our thoughts travel at least 250,000 miles. By the way, it was to the moon. That is the energy that you're sending out into the universe, and so we become human magnets attracting like energy. That is what the law of attraction is all about, and the law of attraction has become like a common household word, phrase. If you are in a really bad mood and you talk very negatively and you act and you feel with negative emotions a lot, you're going to become a big crap magnet and only wonder why you're having all this bad luck. If you have been deeply hurt or are very angry or hate someone or something with a passion, and you hold on to these very strong negative thoughts and emotions, again, you are creating this very bad, dark, and negative energy within your own self. And so finally what happens when you do this over a period of time, you are harboring this dark energy in your soul. Now, over time, it will eventually manifest into the physical body, causing illnesses, diseases, and even death. And the History Channel has even shown huge masses of dark, black energy that they claim is growing, taking over the universe. They don't know where it comes from or why it is increasing so rapidly. My theory is it comes from people, our minds, and our emotions. And I also believe that if every person stops thinking and feeling any negative thoughts or feelings, all evil would disappear. When a client comes to me who has had cancer, I will always ask them, what has happened to you that has caused you so much pain, hate or anger, or all the above? Sometimes they tell me nothing. There's nothing. They have a good life. Everything's good. A good home, good family, good job. Overall, they're pretty happy. But when I keep asking them, what has happened to you that caused you at some time in your life to be so hateful or angry? And then they might tell me a story. Well, it was a long time ago, though. I've gotten over it. You know, that's not true. You don't get over it. I believe, as many do, especially new modern science research, that all illnesses start within the mind. I believe all cancer, at least almost all cancer, comes from a person experiencing hate and anger strongly enough over time that it manifests into the physical body. I've studied the mind for more than 30 years and very intensely for the past 15 years to come to truly understand, for the most part, exactly how the mind works and how life works. I still have questions, but when you understand the mind, life makes so much more sense. I've had my clients tell me at some point, yeah, I've had some pretty bad stuff happen, as we just talked about here. But it was a really long time ago, and I'm over it. That was years ago. I'm over it. Really? You're over it? I'm thinking, you have cancer? So I'm thinking. So here's how you know whether you're really over it or not. You can do your own self-check test. Talk about it. Talk about the event that happened so long ago that you think you've gotten over it. Talk about it. Tell the story again and pay attention to how you feel when you talk about it. Do you feel good? No emotion at all? Can you even make jokes about it? Or do you notice that you start feeling badly? It changes your mood. Does it bring your good mood down? Does it upset you in the least when you talk about it? Because if it does, you are not over it. Now, you might notice, is there anything that you're going through day after day and everything's going really good, really wonderful, but then something happens that reminds you, it pulls that whole bad experience back up, that person or experience or event, pulls it back up, and all of a sudden your mind just flooded with, it might be the waitress that says, sir, would you like rice or potato with your steak? And suddenly you're thinking, I don't know, freaking rice, because that's all you got when you're in prison. It was a bad experience. You took a bad rap. You didn't like it. And all of a sudden, you're really pretty angry. But it isn't the time or the place to be angry, so you need to get over it quickly so you can continue enjoying your meal and the night. But the fact is, if any little tiny thing reminds you of a past experience and suddenly anger arises, even if it's only short and then leaves, you are not over it. The mind's like a computer in some ways. Every event will open a new window in your mind. When an event opens with very strong emotions attached to it, it may be difficult to close the window. So to close the window on your computer, you click on that little X in the top right corner. And then that program is closed out. That window's closed. That window or that program, whatever it is running in your computer, it's closed by clicking the X, right? Unfortunately, for most people, that window does not get closed. Have you ever heard told time heals. Well, it doesn't. But over time, that little bar, you know, that little bar that runs like a dash in the top right corner, well, it just keeps getting hit, which means it's being minimized. It is minimizing until it is minimized. This means it's not closed, but rather it's still running in your system and is affecting everything else in your system. Basically, it may be minimized, but it's still running. So you have to realize and test yourself and find out, have I really let it go? Have I really forgiven? Because if there's any negative emotions attached, and especially if some little tiny thing like a question like, would you like rice or potato? It's like, oh, freaking rice, that's what I eat all the time when I was in prison. So, you know, if you have those kind of things happen, you've not gotten over it. And if you have a serious health problems or have had, know that they're going to come back until unless you forgive. You have to forgive. If you don't want to forgive, it's just a choice. But if you care anything about yourself, and you want to take care of yourself, and you want to live a good, quality, healthy life, you will forgive. So, minimizing the program on that computer doesn't mean that it's not running. It is running. So, I'm going to have you look for that program inside yourself, test yourself, and see if it is running. Look for it, and you will see the name. Even if it's on a computer, and you minimize that program, you look for it, you'll see the name showing at the bottom of the screen, right? If it's a very big program running, it will slow all the other programs down that you try to run, maybe even cause problems or corrupt the good programs. You need to close your windows of strong negative emotions in your own system, and I'm going to tell you how to do that in just a bit. For you to heal and be free, you have to forgive that person that you hate so much, or that event, or that experience, or whatever it may be. You have to completely and absolutely forgive with all your heart. Like I said, it's just a choice, but if you care anything about yourself, you will forgive. And it's much easier to do than you think. You don't have to call that person up, and you don't have to tell them you forgive them, you don't have to write them in a letter or anything like that. But you can still forgive and start healing. It is not what has happened to you or what they did that is nearly as important as how you treat what happened. Did you learn from it? Did you grow from it? Life's a game. It's a challenge. It's an adventure. It's a journey. It's full of lessons. So you come here to learn so you can evolve and reach a higher plane in life in this universe. To err is human, but to forgive is divine. To forgive is to heal. You can forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain. But first, you have to decide to forgive. It's a decision to do so. Why? You forgive because you want to be good to yourself. You forgive because to err is human, but to forgive is divine. You forgive because you are a really good person. You forgive because you want to heal. You forgive because if you don't, you are allowing that other person that you hated to destroy you and your health and maybe even your life. You must forgive. It is one of the most important things that you can do in this life that you are now living. And once you have forgiven, truly forgiven everyone and anyone that has ever caused you any harm or pain, you will also need to release all that negative energy that you've been harboring in your soul. To forgive and release all that dark, negative energy from your body, mind, and soul is a very simple exercise to do. This is really a very simple exercise anyone can do, but it does take some time and effort. And if you need to sit down somewhere in a quiet place for 2 or 3 hours, I will guarantee you it will be 2 or 3 hours of the best hours you've spent in your entire life. This is a very powerful and almost magical exercise that you must follow through to heal and be free. And if you do it, you will forgive totally and completely. To forgive is much easier than you think. You don't have to call that person, like I said. You don't even have to go see them. Remember how you hated them quietly without their even knowing it? Well, now you can forgive them very quietly without them even knowing it. There is more than one way to release that negative energy that you're harboring within yourself that is destroying your body, literally, and forgive with all your heart. But this is a very easy and very powerful way to do it. Simply get in a very quiet place where you will not be bothered. Get out a pad of paper and write a letter to whoever has caused you so much stress or pain or anger. But before I go any further with this, know and understand that you do not send this letter to anyone. No one, absolutely no one, is to see this letter or read it. This is not for anyone's eyes but your own. So you're wondering, why are you going to write it? Because it is like almost magical. You do not send this letter to anyone. No one is to see it or read it but yourself. And there's a very definite reason for writing this letter, which is to release all that negative energy that you are harboring within yourself so that you can start to heal. And by writing it all out and down on paper, you can release that dark negative energy within your bowl, your body, your soul, and the mind right out onto the paper. It literally releases, goes from your mind, right, pulls all that dark energy out of your body through the pen and onto the paper. It's like a cleansing of the soul. So how do you write the letter? Well, this is what you do. You get out that paper, you write to that person and tell them why you're upset, or why you thought you were upset way back when, why they upset you, why they hurt you, how they made you feel. Just whatever comes to mind, just write it out. You can write fast. You can abbreviate. You can use symbols. If you have a fear somebody might see this paper, use symbols just so that you know what it is that you're writing, that you're saying, what it is that you mean. Just write whatever flows into your mind. Write fast. Abbreviate. But just write whatever flows into your mind so that you say to them, whatever it is that comes to your mind, tell them off. Tell them how they made you feel. Just get it off your chest once and for all. You write this down on paper. And when you're through with this letter, you're going to destroy it so that no one reads it. So you understand that, right? No one's to see it. No one is to read it but you yourself. So knowing this, you know that you are free to write anything and everything you want or need to. I've even had people tell me they stopped in a hotel room and did it. And it was like a huge ball and chain, a huge dark cloud left them. They said it was worth every minute. So you get into a quiet area where you'll not be bothered and write them a letter and tell them off. Write whatever it is that bothers you. Get it off your chest. Tell them what you really think. As long as any thoughts come to your mind, write it out. Abbreviate. Use symbols. Whatever. To write it out and write it out fast, just so that you know what it means. But write until nothing else comes to your mind. You're going to get it all out. You're going to release all that dark negative energy from your body, your soul, and your mind. Get it all out on the paper. From the mind out through the pen in written words onto the paper. Write until you can't think of anything else to say. You might even break down and cry and express yourself through tears. I've had people tell me that they bawled so hard they couldn't see to write for a long time. Then they stopped crying and they started feeling better and better and better. So when you're done expressing your feelings and letting out all the negative thoughts about that person or persons or situation, you will feel a relief. Then, you're not done. When you have written until nothing else comes into your mind, you then start writing on that paper. Remember, no one's going to see it. You start writing that you forgive them. Write that you forgive them and explain why you forgive them. I forgive you because I'm a good person. I forgive you because to forgive is divine. I forgive you because when I forgive, God forgives me. I forgive you because I want to be good to myself. I forgive you because I want to heal. I forgive you completely and unconditionally because I want to heal. And now that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to heal. You're also going to forgive yourself for bringing so much hate and anger into yourself. Forgive them because you're a good person. Then you forgive yourself. Now, at first, sometimes people have some real difficulty in starting to write that they forgive him. But let me tell you, when you keep writing that you forgive, I want you to just keep writing it out. You forgive because you explain why you forgive. You keep writing that out until you feel peace come over you, and you will feel it. You can't possibly miss it. It's strong. It's magical. You will feel an inner peace. You will feel a big black cloud lift your life. You will feel all that negative energy leave your body. I absolutely assure you, if you do what I tell you to do, and then you keep writing that you forgive until you feel that peace come over you, you will literally start healing right then and there. But you're going to forgive them because you are a good person, and know that when you forgive, God forgives you. And that is really important. If you find that you're finding trouble or difficulty in writing here, that you forgive them, then write to God and ask for help. Ask your angels, whatever your belief is or your religious figures are, ask your angels or whoever, whatever, that higher power to help you to forgive that person 100% with all your heart. And when you do find forgiveness in your heart, you will feel it. It is powerful, and it feels powerful. You will feel a peace. Like I said, a peace will come over you. And when that happens, you will know it. When you write this all out, you will release that negative energy that you are harboring within yourself. And when you forgive, you start healing yourself, and you will too, if you do this exercise as I have just explained. And if your mind went into overdrive or suddenly a mental block because you were thinking, I don't know how I could possibly forgive this person or this situation, then go back and start all over and listen to this program again. It is vital to your well-being. It is vital to your health. If you do this exercise and put some real effort and thought into it, because your thoughts are things. Your thoughts are things. When you forgive, by writing it out that you forgive, you will feel a peace come over you. So pay attention to how you feel when you do this. The feeling is very strong, and you cannot help but notice it. When you feel that peace come over you, when you forgive someone, you are healing. You'll then notice that when you think about or speak of that person or situation, there is no emotion or change in your vitals. Did you hear what I just said? If you have done this exercise properly and you've done what I've told you to do, you will notice by paying attention, just simply pay attention, by simply thinking about or speaking about this person or situation again, you will find there is no emotion or change in you, within yourself. You won't feel any bad, wrong, negative feelings. You won't feel your good mood disappear. The heart doesn't speed up. Blood pressure doesn't rise. Acid in the stomach doesn't increase or get out of control. And when that happens, you are free of that negative energy that you created in the first place. That's what I said. Yes, you created. Oh, okay, I know I can hear people in the background now. I didn't create that. So-and-so, my ex did that. Or so-and-so, that butt did that. You know, no. Because it's not what happens to you, it's how you treat the situation. How you treat what happens to you that's really important. So, yes, you created it. You can take any situation and find that many have had the same thing happen to them. Many have had it happen to them as well. However, there are many different reactions to that one and same situation. I'm going to give you an example. Here's a small example. And the reason I use this example is because I've actually had clients, more than one client, tell me the exact same situation with different, totally different outcomes. A spouse finds some very intimate and romantic text messages on their spouse's phone. Well, one person might just go crazy, making accusations, even get mad and angry enough to file for divorce and leave. And another person may ask their spouse, what are those crazy sex text messages about? And simply ask. And they will believe whatever they say because there isn't a choice. It may have been meant for someone else. And quite frankly, I have had messages that come from who knows who. That has nothing to do with me, no person I've even known. I think they're just sent out there randomly. And yes, I've had those messages. I just delete them. But I'm not married, so I didn't have anybody say, what is that? So those messages have caused a lot of problems in relationships, I know. But one person might just simply ask, you know, what's that about? And they might say, I think that was meant for someone else, and that's the end of the story. And they live happily ever after, and it's never mentioned again or even thought about. Now, here's an interesting situation. This is actually real events. This is stories that have really actually happened. Another one finds it very upsetting and asks their spouse, what are those messages about and what does it mean? So they get on the phone when their husband's in the shower and they call the person up. They drill them, ask them 20 questions. Then they tell the spouse they can't sleep at night, they're upset, they insist on counseling, they didn't get the answers they wanted, the person act like they was a crazy person on the phone, asking, why are you calling me, asking these questions? So they insist on counseling. They stay with their spouse, but they think about it all the time, losing sleep, thinking about the text messages nearly every hour, on the hour, every day, day after day, week after week, month after month. Their thoughts are all negative about the entire situation, no matter how many times their spouse apologizes or explains that they made a mistake, it didn't mean anything by it, they just was having some fun with text messages. It was stupid. It was just stupid text messaging and having fun. And they didn't think that there was any harm being done by it. Period. So they might even dwell in the situation until the relationship goes bad. Their health is now in serious jeopardy. The wife is having health issues. Now, when she explained she was having health problems, serious health problems, geez, that didn't surprise me one bit. But you know, when you lose your health, nothing else matters anymore. Matter of fact, they may care about the text messages now because their health is in serious jeopardy. That text message or anything else is not important anymore. But it's just too late to take it all back, all the hate and the anger that started the downfall of the health problems in the first place. Do you wish you could take it all back? Think hard before you throw those hateful words out that may backlash you in the end, because those words will come back and hurt you. And then what do? You have to end up forgiving to heal up the damage that you caused in the first place. Never put yourself in a place where you have to look back and say, if only I hadn't done that, if only I hadn't said this or that, if only you had just done this or just done that. One way or another, you have to release that anger that you hold in your heart or suffer the consequences before it's too late. And you only wish you had done this before your health is a wreck. Then to forgive others for the pain that they've caused you, you have to forgive yourself. Simply talk to yourself like you're a third person. Say to yourself, I love you. And if your name is Dave, say, I love you, Dave. If your name is Cheryl, say, I love you. I love you, Cheryl. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. just simply say these phrases with your name behind it. If your name is Dave, say, I love you, Dave. I'm sorry, Dave. Please forgive me, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Say that repeatedly while you are falling asleep. The phrases are, please forgive me. I'm sorry. Say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And when you say it with emotion. Say it like you mean it. Say it with feeling. Say it to yourself like you are a third person with feeling behind it. Try saying this repeatedly while falling asleep, silently in your mind, or even loud enough that you can hear yourself. It is powerful. I use this forgiveness in my hypnosis audio, achieve perfect and radiant health. That helps you to forgive others as well as yourself, which is working with your higher power within you. So if you can't do this, going through the physical consciousness to get this to into your higher self, this helps speed this up through a hypnosis audio, and it works like magic, and it's powerful. You can only experience negative feelings with negative thoughts for a period of time before you start having health problems, and you will. Your thoughts influence your body. If you had to sum it all up in one word, what life is really about, if you had to sum up in one word, what is life really about, wouldn't it be attitude? Our attitude determines the life that we live, who we are, and what we're about. Attitude about anything will determine our outcome in any situation. We are all living with an attitude that is self-hypnotizing. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and everyone is hypnotizing themselves every day, but mostly for all the wrong things. You can hate someone for the pain they caused you, or you can forgive them and get on with your life. It's just a choice. It's not an option to forgive someone who has caused you pain if you want to be free and live a life of abundance and be healthy. And your health is everything. It is the universal law of forgiveness that says you have to forgive, and this law applies to everyone all the time. The law says to err is human, but to forgive is divine. It's just a choice. But it's not an option to have the life of abundance and hold hate in your heart at the same time. Again, it's just a choice. What will be yours? Okay, before I tell you how you can get your free hypnosis audio, I'm going to, this is just one little short, like a poem, that's one of my favorites. It's called Attitude is Everything. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude, to me, is important. Is more important than talent. It's more important than the past, than education, than money, than facts, than appearance, than successes, than failures, than what other people think or say or do. It will make or break a nation, an individual, a team. The remarkable thing is, we have a choice every day regarding the attitude that we embrace for that day. We cannot change our past, but we can change the fact that people will act a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string that we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% in how I react to it. And so it is with us. We are in charge of our attitude. Okay. Now, to get your free hypnosis audio, it is a 34-minute, and this is actually hypnosis audio. It's called Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health by CJ Savage, 34 minutes in length. Simply send an email to Finer Minds, F as in fine, Finer Minds, F-I-N-E-R, M-I-N-D-S at AOL.com with the letters A-P-R-H, four letters, A as in achieve, P as in perfect, R as in radiant, and H is in health in the subject line, and you will have instructions on how to get your hypnosis audio that you can download within 24 hours to your computer, your iPod, or your iPhone. And you may also download it to your computer and then burn it to a blank CD for listening on a CD player. But I suggest that you use headphones or ear jacks to enhance your relaxation. You can simply send that email to findyourminds@AOL, or you can send it to thehypnosisqueen@AOL.com with just the four letters in the subject line, APRH, and you will receive your instructions on how to get your hypnosis audio. I thank you for listening in and joining us today, and I would appreciate your comments, especially your success in forgiving and how it works out for you. I love to hear the success stories on how people let go and let go of all the hate and really forgive, and how they heal and how much better their life gets, how much every area of their life gets. So I appreciate your comments. If you'd like to call in right now, guests can call in at 347-637-2998. 347-637-2998. If you call now, I will take, if you have questions or comments on the air, I will take that. I will stop the recording so you will not be recorded, and you can call. Thank you for joining us.